Hey guys, and welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, or NoahDog54.
And I'm Ethan, otherwise known as FlabsXU Gaming on YouTube.
And I am your hilariously handsome host, Jeebus Phoebens, also known as John.
It's true.
Am I hearing some disagreements amongst the podcast?
No, I found more tier lists. Oh no.
Alright, well, you're getting ahead of yourself there, buddy. You might
spoil that. I think he spoiled the episode, so I feel like he's gotta pay for that, you know what I mean?
Yep.
My eyes have been scarred.
Yeah, well, you deserve it. but, you know, how are you guys doing? Have you guys gone to life-changing events in the past, like, 30 minutes since we last did a video episode?
I mean, all the change really is I went, grabbed some water, took a pee, that's about it.
I've seen some things that no human can see.
Yeah, so for me, something I didn't mention last time is I'm going back to school for the, they call it the spring semester, even though it's starting in winter. The spring semester of school starts back up tomorrow, so.
Fun.
That's going to be fun. I have a 8 a.m. class, and then a class that goes until 4:30, so I'm going to be at school a while tomorrow, so that'll be fun.
So when you say tomorrow, you mean tomorrow for us and not tomorrow for them?
Yeah, tomorrow for us. Yeah, tomorrow for them would be Saturday. That would be even worse.
Yep.
Yes, it would be.
Yeah, I mentioned in the couple episodes ago that I was considering it as well. I mean, at this point, I don't know what's going on. But yeah, so I'm considering it. We'll see what happens there. But
anyway. Yep, no, you don't have anything to say.
Well, Noah's also like 50 miles away from his thing anyway, so can't even hear him.
Yeah.
I'm not 15 miles away, I'm 5 inches.
Yeah, well now you're 5 inches. While 10 seconds ago you weren't.
I've been 5 inches away this entire fucking time.
I don't know what to tell you.
Sure. But do you have a headline that you didn't mention last time?
The headline is that the Earth is dying and that we're all dead. We talked about conspiracy theories last time. I think the conspiracy they didn't talk about is are we in a simulation? The answer is yes, and I have statistical evidence to prove it.
Okay, what's this evidence?
The evidence is that I'm right. So yeah, it's basically we're in a simulation, and that's what's going on. That's why everything's bad is happening. I don't have the headline. To me, it's usually not a good sign of a year when something's burning to the ground, and also based on what I've been having happen go through January so far, doesn't seem like it's gonna be a great year. Hopefully, it ends better than starting. Because 2024 had that exact same thing where it started terrible, still kind of was terrible. So it's kind of going off the basis of that. So that's why I'm worried about it. But we'll see.
2024, worst year of my life. Let's see if 2025 is any better. So far, California's on fire.
All right. Well, do you at least have a viewer email?
Well, it's a viewer email / creator showcase, John. Get it right!
Well, I know, because you had a creator showcase last time, so I was curious if it was going
to
be different.
Well, it's not. It doesn't have to be alternating every time, John. That's not how this works.
Do you have anything?
I have stuff. I have stuff all the time, and you can't tell me otherwise. I gotta find it though. I gotta stall. Oh, you know what? Yeah, you know what? This person doesn't exactly need recognition. Kind of like Markiplier. You know that poor guy. Like he only has like 1,000 subscribers. This guy has like 4,000 subscribers, so he's pretty. You know, he's better than Markiplier supposedly, but you know, it's like still gotta need some help. So this has happened a while ago. Again, we're always late to things anyway, but I could have mentioned it like in the last episode and the episode before that probably, because it would have been relevant. But for those in the YouTube community, a certain someone has come back from a gigantic break. And that same person has kind of topped the charts, once again. Every time they come back, they top the charts. This time he came back, not just to come back, but he came back and he revealed to his audience and to the YouTube space as a whole that he is making a manga series. which is pretty impressive. And I like seeing all these different YouTubers, at least if they're good YouTubers. I like seeing all these different good YouTubers creating things that they wouldn't otherwise have created if it weren't for, like, their platform and what they've been doing in their free time, that kind of stuff. Like, Mark, still working on Iron Lung. He obviously made, before that, he made In Space with Markiplier, Heist with Markiplier, all these other fun things that he's done, and now he's working on Iron Lung. So, like, I love seeing these guys branch out into other stuff, because I'm rooting for them, and hopefully they succeed in their endeavors. Corey X. Kenshin, I'm sure you've heard that name across the stars, because even before he came back, people were wondering where he was and, like, all that kind of stuff. There was I wouldn't call it a conflict or anything, but people were curious of where he was, and, like, people were fighting over it, and I'm like, I don't know why they were doing that, but he's back, and I think it seems like he's back for a while again, so we'll see what he's doing there. He's already been uploading, like, game videos. I think he uploaded a Spooky Scary Sunday thing again today. But, yeah, so go, obviously, again, the poor guy only has, like, 4,000 subscribers, so go check him out if you haven't already. Yeah, so there you go.
No, you got anything yet? Or you lose it?
China has a bald head?
He's the host, you idiot.
It's not really an insult, more of, like, something he said. Yeah. He didn't say it, like, it was an insult, like, oh, you're, like, there's something wrong with me because I have a bald head. He just said I had a bald head.
Well, now you've opened the door, John. You've opened the door.
I'm not saying that it's true either. It's just a thing he said.
So while you're saying that it's true, though.
Okay, John, I have no one.
What?
John's a handsome fellow.
That is not what I was expecting you to say. But so, but wait, no. But wait, no. You're saying he's handsome. So are you into men? Is that what you're saying? You coming out of the closet, buddy?
No. I'm just saying, as a guy to a guy, he looks good in a non-gay way.
Well, you didn't say no homo after there, so therefore it was gay when you said
no
that,
homo,
so.
No homo.
No, it's already gone. So you've already lost. It's already gone. You've already come out of the closet. John, it's already over.
John, let me try this again. You look good. You're handsome. No homo.
It's too late. You've already ruined your future. Are you beating your meat over there? What are you banging over there?
It's a card on something metal.
Well, stop doing that.
Anyway, let's just move along, and get into the meat of the episode.
Meat being probably correct.
The topic. Yep. We're doing another tier list. It's everyone's favorites. I assume. I actually have no clue how people view these, but it's a thing.
They're pretty.
If you
up
don't
there.
Love it, you're wrong.
They're pretty up there. The Provokers episode tier list one was the best one so far, which is surprising because that's a 2-hour long episode. I honestly thought because of its length, it was going to be like. I mean, I figured people would still listen to it, but I didn't know it'd outrank all the other ones. I don't think any of them are in the bottom 50, so I think they're pretty. They do pretty good. The bottom 50 are like a lot of the beginning ones, which I totally understand. And I have no. I have no problem with that at all.
Right. That's when we were still figuring ourselves out.
Yep.
When we lads just in the world, like, 2 years ago.
Actually, we're coming up on our third anniversary, actually, if you can believe
that
it.
That is crazy.
Jesus, I feel...
Third year anniversary would be... May? I think it's May. I can't remember when we started it. Because we started it, but, like, we didn't upload an episode until a week later or something. I forgot when it was, but either way.
Right. Anyway, today we're doing Struggle Meals Tier List. And it's basically all these delightful meals you might have when you're struggling. And they're all delightful. And so basically, it's all going to be S tier, but I'll go ahead and read the tiers just in case, you know, something happens to slip down.
There's only five tiers to cover S-tier. This time, though. There's only five, so I think they should be very manageable.
There's only five. So there's S tier goodness, which is like, you would eat this even when you're not struggling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, alright meals, or actually, eight meals, there's no L. Eight meals, which is like, it's eight. We got mid meals, where they're like, yeah, they're mid, you know? I don't need to explain this to you. Then we have Beyond Struggle, where you're like, you're barely like hanging on. And then we have Basically Homeless, where it sounds like it is. You're basically homeless. If you're relying on Basically Homeless tier, then you might as well just get life.
I love that that's a tier, dude. It's great. Also, I, as a, as an observant viewer, I'm very curious, to know if we actually have any, if we have any, I can't speak. And it's probably because of the last episode. If you've not seen the Roleplay Rumble episode, my goodness. But I'm very interested to see if we've actually had any. And obviously I've had, there's a thing that's water on here. Obviously I've had water. But like, these more creative ones, I'm very curious to see if we actually had them. Cause, I've been very blessed, obviously, but I wouldn't call us in the, like poor or anything. But I'm looking at a couple of these things. I'm like, yeah, I've had that before.
I will say this. There was a time where I was actually pretty fucking broke. So there's a good chance I may have run into a few of these.
You mean right now?
No, not right now. Like actually like last year.
Well, you said you couldn't afford Undertow because you're broke. So that means you're broke right now.
Yeah, man, it says like $5. Like, what you do, man?
It's not. It's 15.
It's like $15. Like, what do you do?
I mean, in all fairness, Deltarune is free, so there's no excuse for that one.
Oh yeah. Jesus!
Anyway, we'll get started, I guess, instead of just insulting him, even though he deserves it.
Go.
I guess the first one we got here is pastries.
It's Pop Tarts. They're off brand Pop Tarts. That's what that is.
Off brand.
So
Pop-Tarts.
Not even.
So you can't even afford Pop Tarts.
You can't even afford Pop Tarts. Yeah. I don't know who you want to start, but I do have a thing because these aren't labeled off brand ones. So I'm just gonna go with the off brand ones that I know about. So, but John, you want to talk about where you want to put them?
I would say. They're either I meals or mid meals because like they're not bad. Like,
yeah.
You're not relying on them most of the time. It seems really like it's struggle meals, but like you wouldn't want to rely on them. I should say.
Right. Yeah. Me personally, so I've had the Aldi brand ones, and I'm known around my family to crap on Aldi's because they had like I've tried a lot of their snack stuff and they're just not good. I would say as a meal, though, like, these are struggle meals, not struggle snacks, right? So, like, a Pop-Tart as a meal is, I gotta put it in mid, personally. Like, it's a mid meal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of where I land, too, because, like, if it was just snacks, it'd be maybe I'd snacks, but as a meal, like, you want more.
Yeah, you're not getting any, like, Pop-Tarts are the least nutritious thing you could ever have, and to have it as a meal, it's like, what are you doing yourself, you know what I mean?
Right. What about you, know?
Yeah, me personally, I'm going to go for the off-brand Pop-Tarts that I know as well, because I haven't had this brand. So the ones that I know about, I unfortunately have had actually to use these as a meal before when I was working back at Raymond's. God, I was suffering that day. It was not fun. Like Ethan was saying, when you rely on Pop-Tarts as a meal, especially the off-brand, it's like, what the hell am I eating besides nothing? Like, cardboard would be better than this.
Right.
Alright, so would you put it in mid, then? Mid meals?
Yeah, I would say mid.
Okay. Seems like it'd be the general consensus of that one.
You said cardboard. You might as well eat cardboard. I actually had a classmate who would, every single class, they would bring in Pop-Tarts. And it would be like, me and my buddy would be like, what flavor of cardboard do you have today?
Damn.
So, real quick, actually, I want to point out, too, that the Aldi ones, they're actually, like, this brown sugar cinnamon is my favorite Pop-Tart. That's really the only Pop-Tart I'll eat. I'll maybe have some of the fruit ones if that's all that's available, but I like that one. The Aldi brand is really good, and I found out after I've had the Aldi brand for a while, I don't actually like the Pop-Tart, like, the Pop-Tart brand one anymore, because it's not gooey in the middle. It's just, like, static, and it's, like, it's weird. It's, like, crumbly. Don't like it. So I actually prefer the off-brand Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, I could say I've had both the on-brand and the off-brand Pop-Tarts. I prefer the off-brand as to the actual branded Pop-Tarts.
Yes, sometimes that happens.
And at Pop-Tarts, if you want a sponsorship, we can redact these statements that we're saying for the small loan of $1 million.
Well, I was going to say something completely different, which is if Pop-Tarts wants a sponsorship, go fuck themselves, but never mind.
No, that's reserved for Burger King specifically.
Oh, right, Burger King, go fuck yourself. Wendy's, if you ever want to sponsor us, we'll gladly take that.
You can sponsor us in food.
No, I want money. Only money.
No, I want food.
We'll do a better deal. You can send John shipments of food and stuff, but I want money.
Yeah. Just send me bacon orders, I'll be fine.
No, actually, no, you get nothing.
You don't get anything.
I'll just go fuck myself then.
Yep. So moving on. We got a bologna sandwich, or as I like to say, a bologna sandwich.
Bologna sandwich.
Because that's how it's spelled.
Yeah.
English are stupid.
I would say basically homeless because like, I don't like bologna.
Really? I understand like Oscar Mayer bologna. Like I don't even know what type of bologna this is. It looks like Oscar Mayer probably. I grew up on bologna sandwiches. So you shut your pie hole over there. So
These
ones are like the sandwich itself. I can't tell if there's mayonnaise or mustard on it or whatever. If there is, then that's a goated sandwich. If it's just dry like that, then I can understand why you'd put it in mid or like even below base kilometers or whatever. But because it's bologna, now the different brands of bologna matter. Because if that's Oscar Mayer, basically homeless. If that's like any other brand of bologna, then that's a S tier goodness meal right there.
Yeah. I will agree with Ethan on this. I grew up with bologna sandwiches too. And I will say, if it's dry, a bologna sandwich, basically homeless. But, like Ethan was saying, if it has mustard or mayo on there, good. God tier, basically.
And actually, Noah, let me know if you've done this, where you just take, instead of bread, you just take the bologna, I don't want to call it a patty, but you know what I mean. You take a piece of bologna, you smear whatever you want on it, whether it be mayonnaise or mustard, and you fold it like a taco and you have it like that. Have you done that before?
I have actually done that before. I was wondering if anyone else has done that.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently, people that grew up on bologna have all done that. And I'm like, that, because, like, it was like a video I watched where it's like, common things people did in the 2000s. And I'm like, oh, it's like they played the classic, like, I think it's like aquatic ambience or whatever. It's the music that's played over top of any nostalgic video that's talking about. Mm-hmm. But I was playing that, and I'm like, I saw this dude, like, put a thing of mayonnaise on a thing and fold it. I'm like, oh my god, I did that. Like, I actually did that. And it made me feel extremely old.
Yeah, something else I liked to do with bologna when I was younger was I liked to fry my bologna and then make it into a sandwich.
Yeah, fried bologna. If you have to have Oscar Mayer bologna, if that's the only thing available in the store or whatever, at least do it justice by frying it. Because if you just have it in the sandwich, what are you doing? You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, fry it, make it into a sandwich. You'll have something.
So good. No, I'm putting it in S tier god or goodness. Where do you want to put it?
I will put it with S tier goodness too.
All right, sweet. John's outvoted.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess so. This is Spider-Man all over again.
I think maybe if John grew up with bologna sandwiches, he'd be more like willing to put it higher. But
I feel like John's the kind of kid that would, if he grew up with bologna sandwiches, he would throw like ketchup on them.
That's honestly disgusting.
Well, it's just the thing is, like everything you said about bologna, the entire experience, that sounded disgusting, in my opinion. So you both his point.
Wow.
Anyway, moving on. We have bread with ice.
You're basically homeless. I'm sorry. Is that?
I've never run into this one, but if I ever do, just know I'm basically fucking homeless.
Yeah, I was gonna say if we ever do this, we're homeless. Because come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we're doing
the thing is like. Though. It like slight spoilers for the very next one. The very next one is slices of bread, right? Yeah. Why would you put ice on it?
Right.
Why would you do that? What is the point? It doesn't add anything. It only makes it worse.
Yes. Why don't you take rock hard ice and put on a piece of bread, put another piece of bread, and call that an ice sandwich?
It's just disgusting. It's basically homeless. I'm glad we all agree on that one. If there would be a riot if you guys said
me and Noah are just like, we grew up with bread with ice. Put it in guest here.
I was poor. We grew up with bread with ice.
Oh my god.
I mean, like, if you rely on this out there in the audience, I mean, what are you even doing with your life? listen to us. Go do something other than eat bread with ice.
Like, John's right. The slice of bread is, like, just a normal slice of bread. Nothing's on it. It's just bread. And, like, I get it, because bread is filling, so at least it fills you up. Why put water on it? Like, you're just putting frozen water on a piece of bread. So, if anything, either you gotta bite down on the super hard things of ice, or you let it melt a little bit, and then your bread's soggy. Like, why? What's the point of that?
Yeah. It's either breaking or soggy bread.
Yeah. So, personally, like, I don't want to be there offend anyone, But that is disgusting and pointless. And why would you?
And basically homeless.
I found. I don't know if we're gonna. This isn't copyrighted, at least as far as, as long as I don't play too much of it. I found the thing I'm talking about. If you guys wanted to hear it, the well, I was talking to Noah when I said it. It's the underwater. It's what is it called? Aquatic ambience, which is I guess.
Oh whatever. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You've heard of it before.
Yeah,
so I found the video where I was talking about it's like every 2000s kid did this or whatever. And you remember those like indents in the school walls? Like they were like little slivers. You would always run your finger through there. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just like just watching all these things make me sad. That childhood ended.
Yeah, for real. Especially like where I was growing up, because I was growing up like poor rural New Mexico. So it was definitely those kinds of schools.
Yeah, we like for the three of us, though you know, I don't know what I'm talking about, but we grew up in like it wasn't super bad or anything, but it was definitely a rural area, which I honestly liked about it because it was quiet. I mean, the one thing I didn't like was the freaking motorcyclists. I hated those people. But besides them, it was nice because you could like the only thing was you couldn't like you could walk to places, but it'd be quite a walk and be quite a distance. But I did. I walked into town with a lot of some people and stuff, and we talked and. Had lunch or whatever. We had a lot of good. We had a lot, not a lot, but we had like two really good lunch places that were like solidified as like this is great, and we'd always go there and stuff. But
yeah, and surprisingly, they didn't serve ice with bread.
No, thank goodness that might have been a problem if they did.
Yeah.
But speaking of bread, I want to move us on to the next one.
Yes, move on. I alluded to and basically said we have slice of bread, which is. Just better than the other one. Like it's, I wouldn't say I would lie on this as a meal, but I can't not put it next to bread with ice. So I'm gonna put it Beyond Struggle for that one.
Yeah, I was gonna agree and say Beyond Struggle. I think it's a step above bread with ice because at least it's not soggy bread. And like I said, bread. Also, the name is called Slice O Bread, which is pretty funny. but essentially, slice of bread, it's filling. So at the very least. You're getting some carbs and your stomach won't be as bad off, right? But
yeah,
it's still better than bread with ice.
Like, I'll admit, slice of bread is different than, like, slice of bread with butter. Because at least, like, if you have butter, you're at least doing a little bit better than, you know, Beyond whatever.
Right.
I can't see the tier, so I have no idea what the fuck it's called.
So we have Beyond Struggle. Beyond Struggle is the one me and John are putting in. It's the one right above, basically, homeless.
Okay, I would agree with that.
Okay. Moving right along, we got instant oatmeal. Personally, I would say this is pretty high. Like, I've had this many occasions. So, I would almost S tier. In comparison to what we've talked about already, I'd put that S
tier. I'm pretty sure hotels use instant oatmeal, don't they?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm pretty sure they do.
I've actually seen a hotel worker make it their oatmeal before. It was just instant oatmeal.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not every, maybe like the higher end ones don't do that, but at least the middle class ones that I've been do that, I think.
yeah.
Honestly, I have a love-hate relationship with instant oatmeal because I've had really bad instant oatmeal. Like, I asked about the hotel ones because that's where I've had it the worst. I actually have gotten stomach problems. I don't think it was food poisoning, but I've gotten stomach problems from instant oatmeal from a hotel before. And granted, it did look like slop, so maybe I just shouldn't have had it. But either way, I wanted to try it because I do like oatmeal. I love oatmeal. I just don't have that often because a lot of the times it's terrible. The only, and this is going to sound strange, the only really good ones I've had is the ones where you either make it yourself or McDonald's oatmeal was actually pretty good. Surprisingly. I don't know how they do that. So the one on this picture, it's a little zoomed out for some reason. I think it's just because it's on a website or something. It looks like there's cherries or not cherries. It looks like raspberries. There's some sort of fruit in it. Now that would be pretty good. So based on this other stuff on this list, I would want to put it in S tier because, like, based on what I'm looking at and some of these things, like, that, no way am I going to just put it in all right meals or something and then put, like, something else in there that's, like, an abomination to society, you know what I mean? So, I would say just go straight to S tier for this one.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to add, to be fair, like, we've talked about bread with ice. That is... by far not the worst thing here on this list.
No, it
is
not.
There's gonna be so many issues. You'll love it.
Like the okay. So after instant oatmeal, I want to make a petition to move. There's the very last one is called bread with sugar. I think we just move that up to move it in with the bread stuff.
Yeah, because while we're talking about bread, we got bread with sugar. It's what it sounds like. It's bread with sugar. It's like slice of bread. I would say it's I wouldn't say it's better than slice of bread because I don't think sugar really adds too much to bread. But it's definitely better than bread with ice.
It doesn't,
which adds
but
nothing. It actively makes it worse.
Bread with sugar is actually not this sugar that we're showing specifically, but bread with sugar on it is actually an Australian delicacy. It's they call it. What is it called? It's bread with like these pellet sprinkles on them. I think it's just bread with sprinkles. Either way, it's still sugar because all sprinkles are just sugar.
Right.
Now I haven't had fairy bread. I think that's what it's called. It's called fairy bread. Now I haven't had fairy bread before. But I think I'd much rather at least have some sugar because sugar gives you energy at the very least. Whereas slice of bread will actually make you less energized. So as a meal, I think it actually is a little bit better. So I'd probably put it right. I'd probably put it behind the pastries. I'd probably just rather have the pastry because at least there's other flavors going on with that one. But I'd still put it in mid. I would think.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think bread with sugar is mid or beyond struggle?
Wait. What am I ranking?
Are you listening? To
you
bread?
Don't have your choice.
Bread with the sugar.
I'm confused. I was tempted to rank the last one, and then you guys threw bread with sugar.
You already ranked the other one. The slice of bread we all agreed to be on struggle. Or not be on struggle, the instant oatmeal, sorry.
Yeah,
but slice of bread with sugar, I would say beyond struggle.
Okay. I would put it in min meal, so you're ranked.
I also want to make a petition to end this off on a good note, John. Well, not a good note, but like a terrible note. Do you see the one beneath? Don't say it, but do you see the one beneath the Ritz cracker one? The thing that I think is the worst thing. I think we move that to the bottom and do that one last.
We'll wait for that one. That one is. I don't know. I'm tempted to say it's the worst one on here, but there's some pretty bad ones on here.
I don't know. I think it kind of is probably the worst one because at least like it's why
definitely not a good one.
Like, there's a couple on here that I'm like, why would you have that as a meal? But, like, at the same time, like, this is, like, you not only are ruining an existing meal, but, like, you're just doing this for no reason. Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah. It's actually, like, it's almost harmful. So, we'll get to that one.
We'll get to it. Oh, what is this next one? I don't like the name
of
it.
This is labeled as canned burger.
fuck?
I'm sorry, if you're having a canned burger, I'm sorry, if you're having a canned burger, when McDonald's has, like, a $2 burger, you're basically homeless. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to put that above bread with ice, I think, because I just, in concept, hate bread with
ice. Yeah, I guess it has a bit more nutritional value than it, maybe, I don't know, but who knows what's canned. Is it drowned in water, too, or is it, like, I can't tell. I've never seen a canned burger, like, I don't even know who even has that, but.
Basically,
yeah, no, I don't. You're basically homeless. We all agree. It doesn't really matter if it's in front of or behind bread with ice because they're both bad.
Yes, they're both terrible.
This next one, the picture is showing, I don't know about, but as a meal, maybe not as a meal, is mashed potatoes. I love mashed potatoes. I don't know if I'd have a whole meal. I might even have a whole meal about it. I'll put it at least an all right. Maybe I'm thinking all right.
I was thinking, all right, just based on the picture they're showing, because I'd much rather have
this
homemade.
This picture is
Yeah.
The picture is like instant. That's instant, isn't it? Yeah, instant. No, get that. Yeah. That's going on all right at the very top. Yeah. No way.
I would say I could definitely eat just like a plateful of mashed potatoes for dinner.
Right, I'm not saying like it's like I was tempted to put it S tier. It's just the fact that it's a meal. Like I'd rather have something else. It's not quite S tier, but it is good. Like it is mashed potatoes, but because it's instant mashed potatoes, like Ethan was saying, most of the time I just have homemade. My dad actually has like just a basket of potatoes in our kitchen that we have mashed potatoes made from all the time. So
right,
yeah, that sounds a little bit along. Oh, wait, you say you have something now?
Yeah, I was gonna say that sounds like something an Italian would have.
It's the Irish that are stuffed with potatoes. You're mixing up. You don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, everyone loves potatoes, though.
Well, yeah, but he's like to say something like, "Oh yeah, your dad's Italian. You must love potatoes." It's like, what? What do you mean? If anything, that joke should be made with a pasta. Yeah. Like, oh, you're Italian. You must love pasta. Like, at least then that would have made sense.
And we do have pasta in our kitchen, like, all the time, so. Like, just in one of those, like, clear containers.
Well, as you should, because then you get a fettuccine alfredo on the ready, you know what I mean?
Right. But, anyway. Next, while we're talking about potatoes, we have canned potatoes, which, I mean, I would put that below mashed potatoes. These ones, I think they're pouring water into the can in this picture.
No, that's a plastic fork. That's a clear plastic fork.
Oh, you know, that makes more sense.
So
I still wouldn't put it very high.
I would say beyond. I almost think beyond, beneath the slice of bread.
Oh, well, I was going to say
beyond. Okay, well, we have a lot of opinions here.
Wait, where are you putting it? Noah, where are you putting it?
I was thinking basically homeless.
Okay, so you're that. So John, you're saying mid?
Maybe I'll put it beyond struggle. Because, I mean, I don't think I've ever had canned potatoes.
I've never.
Like I said, we have a basket of potatoes that I can.
Canned potatoes?
That than canned potatoes.
Canned potatoes is an insult to every Irish person everywhere. Get that out of here.
No. I think we'll put in beyond struggle. It's not quite canned burger and bread with ice, but it's not great.
All right, canned burger. Ew. All
right. And we there was rumor of this when Ethan was mentioning that other one that is going to be last. This is Ritz with cheese. This as a meal?
Well, yeah.
I would say it's mid.
As a meal, I would say it's all right, but just as a concept with everything else on here, I would put it in S, Esther.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah. Whatever you feel like. It shows multiple different cheeses in this picture.
Yeah, but I mean, like, are we using that, like, cheese that comes in a compressed air can?
No. It's sliced cheese.
Cheese. Oh, okay. Not fake can.
Not chemicals.
String cheese. Chemical cheese, like... No,
cheese whiz.
But we're struggling, but we're not struggling that much.
Yeah, right. We have money for cheese, you know.
All right. So if we're doing Ritz with cheese slices, I would be like, yeah, S.
Yeah, I mean, I on several occasions eat this as like a regular snack. As a meal, I would be tempted to put it though. But since you're both saying S, I guess we'll put it in S.
Yeah, the meal thing I understand, but like at the same time, with what stuff I'm looking at, I feel like I don't want it anywhere near. Like, I'd have that over, like, because I'd rather have these over instant mashed. Like, instant mashed potatoes are so nasty, dude.
Yeah. Moving on, we got chicken patties, which I feel like they're pretty good.
They're decent. I mean, I had them in school, so they're not that bad. I'd say this is another all right. Right. This is another all right. I wouldn't put it S tier. Yeah. Right. I'd put it above instant potatoes, though.
Mm-hmm. I would say.
Yeah, I would throw it an I, too, but my mom, over the years, we've actually got, like, these big-ass bags of chicken patties. Yeah, she made that into, like, a lasagna kind of thing. That's actually delicious.
Lasagna?
Lasagna made out of chicken patties?
That sounds weird.
Yeah, you just throw some tomato sauce on the bottom. Chicken patties, cheese, more sauce, and just keep going.
That's not a lasagna. Lasagna requires pasta.
It sounds like chicken parm.
Yeah, that sounds closer to chicken parm, if anything.
Oh, yeah, it's chicken parm.
Chicken parm. If you said chicken parm lasagna, then I could understand. But you just said straight up lasagna. I'm like, what?
Yeah, you lose points for having such a lack of knowledge on
what things are. The Italian in the room is not happy that you said that was a lasagna.
Yes, John, the very Italian boy.
He technically is. If his dad's Italian, he must be part Italian by genetics.
By genetics, yeah.
It's not like probably a high percentage. I'd imagine it's like in the 10 or lower.
Oh, no, it's quite low according to Ancestry.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you've already taken one. Yeah, so you must know that you're...
It's low enough that his father's disappointed in him.
Wow. I was going to say, no, you're going to hear from his dad's lawyer. Cause it's going to be talking. It's a cease and desist letter about calling anything lasagna.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So this is kind of in like bread territory, but they're calling it a sandwich. This is a chip sandwich. It's exactly what it sounds like. We got one piece of bread, one layer of potato chips, and then another piece of bread.
This doesn't make any sense to me. If you have the money for chips, why don't you have the money for actual something to put in the sandwich? Like what?
Yeah, what?
Yeah. I've put like chips within like I had like Doritos and put it inside a grilled cheese sandwich. I've done that before.
Yeah, yep.
But But it's been cheesier. There's nothing. It's just chips.
It's just chips. Yeah, whenever I make a sandwich, if there's chips available, I usually use kettle chips because they have better crunch and they taste better. Like, I never use Lay's. These look like Pringles or Lay's or something. They look like Lay's. Actually, yeah, those look... Oh, you know what? Those are Pringles. I can tell just by the shape of it. Basically homeless. If you have Pringles anytime, just in general, you're basically homeless.
Yeah, and I've had Pringles, but I've never decided, you know what makes these so much better? It's two pieces of bread.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's
almost. In my entire time of living, I've never made a sandwich, had chips, and thought to myself, I make this sandwich better. But I put fucking chips on it.
No, what I thought you were going to say was, the way you worded it, it sounded like you already had stuff on the sandwich already. So, I thought you were going to say, you know what would make this sandwich 10 times better? If I took out the meat, and so it's just a chip sandwich.
You had already made the sandwich, and then you're just like, you know what would make this better? If I just take everything off, and then throw fucking chips on.
Right. Chips on their own? Fine. And, I eat chips. Maybe as a meal, that's a little sad, but it's not bread alone, right? And, like we said, slice of bread, that's beyond struggle. I mean, you're really struggling there if that's your meal. But to just, put them together, nothing else, there's something wrong with it.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel like if you can afford chips, buy some fucking meat, buy some condiments, buy something.
That's what I mean. If you have the money, because chips are marked up 1,200% or whatever. So if you have the money to buy chips, you have the money to buy at least the low quality meat at the worst. You know what I mean?
Right.
This provides no nutritional value. There's no value here outside of the fillingness. I guess you get a lot of carbs, but that's about it.
Right. It's above starvation, but it's it's not high above it.
Just buy some low quality meat. You might get something from it, but who knows?
Don't starve. Right. Moving on, and this is when it's on their own, they're fine. But for a meal, we got cough drops, and that's basically
homeless.
If that's a meal, you need help.
You need help.
I want to create a new category that just says needs help.
No,
it needs help with nearly starving. If you're like, man, I'm literally about to die if I don't get some food. Cough drops.
And then you decide cough drops. That'll fill me.
I mean, like I said, better than starvation, but not by much.
In their defense, there is sugar in cough drops. So if you I'm not moving out of basically homeless, but in a sense, there is some sort of sugar that comes from it, whether it be artificial or whatever, doesn't matter. So at least you get maybe if you have 50 of them, maybe you could get energy out of it. But
you know what else is in cough drops? Menthol.
Yeah, that's not
important. Well, specifically menthol cough drops. So you're not going to necessarily give them in all cough drops.
It's true.
Anyway, next one we got is I hate whoever came up with this name. They're off-brand Oreos, but the name that is on this package is Cream Betweens.
Cream Betweens.
What?
Cream Betweens. So I've actually already heard of this name, Cream Betweens. I've already heard of that name. I've never actually had these. So the only Oreo stuff I've had is actual Oreos, and I've also had. I think they're called Hydronics. What are they called? It's the actual original Oreo, which is, it says Hydro something. Either way,
yeah, I know what you're.
I've had those. I actually loved the Hydro ones. I actually almost liked them better than Oreos. But either way, I've never had Cream Betweens. Actually, that's a lie. I think I have and I didn't like them. Either way, disregard the name because the name doesn't matter. I'm going to say probably mid because at least you're getting some sort of Oreo out of it.
Yeah, at least it tastes decent, I imagine. Yeah. I might not be on board with the name, but at least if it tastes even close to Oreos, it's something.
Yeah. Right.
Cream Betweens, I think I've tried them at one point in time, from what I remember. I thought they were okay. I didn't think they were the best, but they're okay.
Yeah.
I'd probably put them at mid?
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement there. It's mid meals. Probably behind bread with sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
This next one, It doesn't, it's not labeled. We've got a picture of a pot, it seems, with hot dogs and one corn on the cob.
Well, so the picture's terrible, but what, I know what this is meant to reference. So this is meant to reference, so a lot of families that, I don't want to call them poor because that's a terrible name for it, but you know what I mean. The people in lower class homes, they will often use one. They love one pan meals because you only need to clean one pan. You only need to clean like whatever, and you only need to clean like one thing. So what this is, and I've seen people do this. Apparently, this is also from people that I know. I've also been told this is a hood snack. So, but either way, it's hot. So you boil hot dogs, which I think is a terrible way of doing it. And then you also boil corn alongside it. So instead of getting a separate pan for the corn, you just boil it all in one thing. So you get the hot dog water off the in the corn as well. I would hate this. Like, this sounds disgusting. But this makes at least you have hot dogs, you have meat, and you have a veggie. So the concept of this is terrible, but I gotta put it in all right, because at least you have some sort of meat, and you have veggies. So that's a decent meal.
It's a well-rounded meal. It just might taste disgusting. But, like, again, this is struggle meals. This is not like, oh, yes, I'm doing well for myself. You know what would make this night absolutely splendid? This hot dog one meal thing with corn on the cob. That's my go-to right there. Like, no. It's for people who are struggling, and I would say it's all right for that. Yeah. Because,
You know, I was on board with you, Ethan, up until you said boil the hot dogs with the corn.
I said the very beginning of what I said.
It's pretty early on, so you were off board for most of it.
I know, I haven't been able to talk for a while. God damn it, I lost that one thing.
Yep.
Maybe you should just pay attention.
Yeah, maybe you
should. Paying attention. Boiling cold fucking hot dogs. Yeah, that's something.
Well, you got heat up somehow.
That sounds like a cruelty the West would come up with.
Okay, then. Next one we got, you can't afford milk, apparently, because you got cereal with water.
Hey, John, it's not with water, it's wit water. All right? Get it straight.
Wit water. Yeah, you know, there's no H. You can't even afford the H.
You can't even afford the H.
Wait, what's the difference? What are you missing that?
What do you mean, what's the difference is milk. That's the difference.
Well, yeah, I know. They're substituting water for milk, right?
Yes. It looks like Cheerios. It looks like Cheerios. Cheerios with milk or with water.
I would rather have just dried Cheerios. If it was between Cheerios with water, like, then they're just soggy and it doesn't add anything
to
it.
So there's a point in my life, and this wasn't like because we were poor, this was just because we didn't realize we were out of it. The box mac and cheese, the Kraft mac and cheese, back when I used to make that, I realized the milk we had was spoiled. We only had a little bit left, but it was gone. It wasn't that, and we didn't have any more in the fridge. And I'm like, oh gosh, darn. And I was already in the middle of making it. Like, I literally needed the milk in that exact moment. I'm like, oh, well, I'm not just going to have, like, I can't make this really without some sort of liquid. Cause that's what mixes the cheese in with it. And I'm like, oh, what's a good substitute for milk? And it kept giving me like half and half. It's like, yeah, but I don't have that stuff either. So I actually had to use water to bind it. And it came out fine. The taste wasn't there though. So like, I can imagine this is actually going to dull the cereal even a little bit anyway.
Oh yeah.
And it makes it instantly soggy. Like that, I can't. I mean, you're not basically homeless if you can afford Cheerios. I'll put it in beyond struggle though.
Yeah, it's struggle.
I feel like if you can afford cereal, though, you're not basically homeless.
Right, that's what you're kind of thinking. Because, you can't afford milk because you put water in it.
Yeah, apparently we can't afford milk, but we can replace that with water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I imagine that would taste fucking terrible.
Yep, I would agree. I think Beyond Struggle is good with that one. Our next one, this is not Dr. Pepper, but it's Dr. Perky.
What?
So this is the food line. It's the food line brand.
Wait, no, you said what? Doctor what?
Dr. Perky. Yep, that's what it says on the bottle.
Fuck!
You heard what it said.
Yeah.
This
might be worse than cream cheese.
So here's the thing. This is not a meal. This is a soda. Well, first of all, this is a liquid. Second of all, it's a soda.
Right.
And both of those things, like, make it so that you're basically homeless. Like, if you're buying soda instead of buying an actual thing that make you healthy, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Dr. Perky, Jesus Christ.
That's even crazy. Like, even if it was Dr. Pepper, as like a meal is that's not even good. Dr. That's Pepper, the meal is literally detrimental to your health to be consuming only soda. Even soda with other food isn't super great for you. I drink soda all the time, so I'm a bit of a hypocrite when I'm saying this, but still, I'm not be like, you know what would make my day if I had Dr. Perky as a meal.
Dr. Perky.
Dr. Perky, Jesus
Christ. Hey, honey, can you go to the store to get some Dr. Perky?
Who the hell comes up with this shit?
Basically, you get that one.
Oh, God. Anyway. I thought you would say Dr. Thunder. I can at least accept Dr. Thunder.
Yeah, Dr. Thunder I've heard of. You know, I've had that before. It's not the best, but it's not the worst. It's an off-brand Dr. Pepper. You get what you signed up for.
Have you guys heard of Dr. Pepper?
I've heard of Dr. Pepper, yeah.
I would accept Dr. Thunder over Dr. Perky. Jesus.
Next one we got is, it looks like an off-brand Kool-Aid.
It's Flavor-Aid. Flavor-Aid.
It's Flavor-Aid?
Mm-hmm.
Flavor-Aid. Yes.
I would say that's in terms of meals, still kind of on the same level as Dr.
That's Kirk worse than Dr. Pepper. Because that's just pure, Kool-Aid is pure sugar anyway. And like, that's you mix it with water.
Wouldn't it be on par with like slice of bread with sugar because it's basically just fucking sugar?
No, slice of bread with sugar is like mid meals. At least that has some nutritional value. This has no nutritional value whatsoever.
Yeah, it's just it's not even cool either. Like it's not even the good stuff. It's just flavoring. I've never even had that, but what is this? Crispy Hexagons is our next one. I don't know what that
it's
is.
It's an off-brand version of Cheez-Its.
Okay. Well, in that sense, I would probably say Beyond Struggle.
I would say Beyond as well. Yeah.
Let's say Beyond Struggle too.
We'll put it behind cereal with water. Because
actually, no, I'd rather have these than cereal with water. I'd rather have these than anything in Beyond Struggle right now. So I'd put it in the front.
You know what? Fair enough. What about you, Noah? What would you say for off-brand Cheez-Its?
I was agreeing with you guys saying Beyond Struggle.
Well, yeah, but we're saying where.
Oh,
I put it towards the front because I'd rather have that over just a normal slice of bread.
Yeah, I would say towards the front.
Yeah, that's fair. A lot of Beyond Struggle stuff is kind of like it's rough. We got custom ice.
So water.
water, but
literally just water.
Basically homeless. Where do we put the other ice? Oh yeah, we put it right next to bread with ice.
Yeah, we'll put it behind bread with ice, because at least you have bread.
Yeah, sort of. It's soggy bread, but...
It's not good bread, but it's something. Yeah. We're looking at mayonnaise, I think.
It's literally you take a scoop of mayonnaise and eat it. That's what that is. And if you do that, you're an abomination to society. I'm putting it in basically homeless.
I don't love mayonnaise. Like, I've come around with it on food, not alone. I don't think I would ever have it just on itself, so... That's basically homeless. That's a bit of ice, I think, but not much.
Given my personal experience with making mayonnaise, I'm good. I would rather eat a fucking cinder block or a brick. I'm good.
Yeah, but eating mayonnaise by itself is disgusting.
Yeah. I've seen the process of mayonnaise is made. Fuck that.
Yeah, like, I live in denial of the process of how my food is made, because most of the process sucks. It's not great.
So what are we thinking?
Well, we put it basically homeless, you know. I put it on bread with ice because I guess...
I'd rather have cough drops than eat a spoonful of mayonnaise. I'm putting it towards the back.
Yeah. I put it between cough drops and bread with ice. What do you guys think?
Well, they're not next to each other. How's that possible?
On my end, they are. Where did you put cough drops?
I put cough drops next to behind the chip sandwich. Because that's where we
go. Oh, I put that on
forward. Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. John's making his own tier list over there?
Yeah, I'm making my own tier list. Everything in basically almost kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah, I guess. As long as we're keeping up with the S tier and the other four.
Right, as long as it's to the same tier and like the S tier, you might...
Okay, I take offense to this next one.
What? Oh,
it's just peanut butter. I would eat peanut butter.
What do you...
Maybe not
No. My next one's canned tuna.
Oh, no, I moved it around. I didn't mean to do that. but yeah, you're right. Cantuna is next. And
Cantuna's I S. That once. What do you mean?
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's canned tuna. I've had canned tuna all the time. It's you just mix it with a bit of mayonnaise and some not mustard, but you mix it with mayonnaise, pepper, salt. It's great. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's cool. It's, yeah.
Tuna is gross.
S tier. Put it in S tier. No, what do you think?
I believe tuna, canned tuna especially, a little bit of mayo, some relish, salt, pepper, and there you go. You've got something great because that is good shit.
And canned tuna has a lot of mercury, which is really good for you. So I'm putting an S tier. I'd rather have it more than bologna, Noah. What do you think?
I would have it more than bologna, too, because also canned tuna has quite a bit of protein.
It does, yep.
Wait, sponsored by canned tuna, Noah?
We are sponsored by Yellowfin Tuna, everybody. Please go shop at your local... No.
But so far, canned tuna would be like... It would be a more filling meal than these more previous meals.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best things
I'll
on here.
I'll pay to make it.
Yeah, I would say S tier.
I agree.
Okay, y'all crazy. Y'all lost him.
I think, you know what I'm learning? You know what I'm learning, Noah? I'm learning that John was just too rich for us or something. He hasn't had these experiences that we've had.
Exactly. I have, and I didn't like him.
Shut the hell up. You didn't grow up.
You tell me shut up. I'm muted.
You muted him? It's pretty rude.
Listen, you spoiled little motherfucker. Wow. I have had nights where my dinner was just a can of tuna, some mayo, relish, salt, and pepper, and I lived off that shit, and I'm proud of it.
Did you eat the tuna in the can, or do you actually make it? Because I usually make a sandwich out of it. I don't have just the canned tuna.
Oh,
but...
no, so this night, I actually had ran out of bread, so what I did was, I took a can of tuna, put it in a bowl, mixed in a little bit of mayo, some relish, pepper, salt, mixed it all together, and then I just ate that straight.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
It's actually pretty good.
I mean, John's outvoted, so it really doesn't matter on our end, so...
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, but no, you might have lost points for that, man. You went
this part
did insult me.
I got my opinion out.
Yeah, but you insulted me as well, so it's like that makes
sense. I don't care, you rich prick. Apparently, you've never had the tuna experience.
You've never had the tuna experience?
No, I have. I just didn't like it.
Did you have good two canned tuna, though, or did you have, like, what's showing on the brand name here?
Probably the not good one, if I had to guess.
It sounds like
you had to. Yes, you had a bad experience.
John went to his local, like, 7-Eleven to get canned tuna. That was his first mistake.
Anyway, the next one is peanut butter. That one's
S tier as well. That one's going right next to it. If anything,
yeah. I'll put it in front of
eating. Kitchen. Eating is I put it behind just to spite you. I'm perfectly okay with just eating a spoonful of. I mean, I don't do it like I wouldn't really need to. Yeah. I usually just have toast or something, but I would be okay with doing it.
Yeah, I'll be honest, and I don't know if this is. On the list at all, but I've had a quote-unquote hood snack, which was, it was three slices of toasted bread with peanut butter and a glass of milk.
No, it's not.
That's a hood snack? That sounds just like, that's just a snack. It sounds pretty good, honestly.
It is actually pretty good, because what you do is you take the toasted bread with the peanut butter. Dip it in the milk, and then you eat it. It's delicious. It's amazing.
Okay, now you've lost me a little bit. You had, like, a wonderful toasted peanut butter sandwich, and you've decided you've taken that and you're putting it dipping it in milk. I feel like you kind of ruined it at that point.
Trust me. Everything is better when you dip it in milk.
I don't know about that one. I feel like if you dip a bread with ice and milk, I feel like you're just adding to the problem.
No. It's just toasted bread with peanut butter.
No, I know. Well, you said everything's good when you dip it with milk, but I'm saying if you take the bread with ice that's already on this list and you dip that in milk, you're really just adding to the problem.
That's just terrible at that point.
I know.
That's beyond homeless. That's
beyond homeless.
That's beyond. Okay. Anyway, we'll move along before I decide to kick Noah out of the call together.
How are these? Get out! I'm gonna take offense to these two.
Yeah, pizza pocket. That
S tier as well. What are you talking about?
S tier as well. Yeah,
I had,
like, not my go-to. Okay, in terms of, like, struggle meals, it's pretty good.
I'd put these in front of canned tuna. If you're affording these, you're fine. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I would agree.
Pizza Pockets, for those that don't know, are the Tostina's pizza rolls, but they're off-brand, sure. Yeah. But I've had off-brand pizza rolls, and they're still fine. They use basically the same ingredients.
Right. Personally, I'm more of a fan of pizza bagels than pizza rolls.
Get out of here.
God damn it, John. You made me fucking earring.
How?
I don't know. He just did.
You hated his opinion so much that your ear began to ring.
That's honestly how it feels, because I said something and then John was just like, no, and here's why. And then my ears are just like, oh, fuck you.
Okay, well, you know, I gotta tell you, you're not doing great. You're handled by contrasting opinions pretty poortly.
Fuck you, eat my ass, take my points, bitch.
Because Ethan's disagreed with me, right? And he's been pretty harsh about some of his disagreements, but, like, you've been way worse.
Of course I've been way worse. This is a dynamic, John. Are you just so kidding? Yeah,
well, you know, you're just so kidding.
Points, you know? You get to lose.
Anyway, alright, so the next one, guys.
We got raw brick, which looks like just a brick of ramen.
Yeah, it's a brick of ramen.
But you just decide not to cook it. Like,
I've seen people.
I don't know why you would choose it.
No, so I've seen people do this, but it's not just a raw brick. What they do is they put hot sauce on it and eat it raw. Now, what I will say is,
if you're putting hot sauce on it, it's a little bit better.
Well, I will say this, Ethan Cole.
I was just gonna say the raw brick. As a whole, I usually make it myself. I don't eat it raw. But the little clippings that come off when you take it out of the bag, I use those to put on top of it so there's a little bit of crunch factor. So, I don't know. I would say maybe it's not a good meal, so I'd say beyond struggle. I think it's on par with, like, canned potatoes.
Yeah. I would say beyond struggle, and I've actually, on a few occasions, have ate a raw brick of ramen. It's not a very pleasant experience. It's not very good either. It's not fun. Fucking sucks.
So how'd you do it?
Okay, yeah.
Wait, I don't know why, but just one day, out of nowhere, I decided, you know, there's these noodles. I could cook them. But instead, I'm just going to throw the seasoning on and then just eat the brick.
So really, that's your fault.
Yeah, that is kind of your fault. You just chose not to cook it. You were lazy.
Pretty much.
Anyway, moving on. We have, what is it, ramen sandwich?
Yeah, so, oh, I get it. It's two raw bricks, and you have cheese and meat in it. Why?
Why would you do that? Why would you want
If
that?
You can afford the packaged ramen, you can afford bread. This is...
You can afford anything better.
Okay, as a meal, I don't even know, because, like, technically speaking, you're getting the carbs from the noodles, you do have meat in there, and you do have cheese... So I gotta be fair, I'd put it in mid, but it's not great.
Yeah, in terms of nutritional value, you're getting something from it. That something is at the cost of taste.
Yeah, so if I heard you guys, it was two raw ramen bricks with meat and cheese in the middle.
Yeah, it's a sandwich, but instead of bread, they have ramen, the raw bricks we just did.
Yeah, so
If they can afford two raw ramen bricks, meat and cheese, why not just cook the fucking ramen?
Yeah, I gotta agree with you there, Noah. Like, if you can afford all that, you can probably afford literally anything else.
Exactly. Just cook the fucking ramen, throw the meat and cheese in after it's fucking done, and eat that. And it's probably infinitely better than two raw bricks of fucking ramen noodles, meat and cheese.
Oh, yeah, you feel very passionate about this one.
John, I'm a chef on the inside. When I hear something like this, it goes into my mind and I think about it.
So if you're a chef on the inside, what are you on the outside?
Poor.
Okay. That's fair enough, I guess. Speaking of poor, John, what's the next one?
Yeah, we have... It's just a bunch of hot sauce packets.
No, they're not. They're not hot sauce. It's the McDonald's packet. So you got.
McDonald's.
It's a mix. There's Taco Bell ones I'm seeing in here. There's the McDonald's like Cajun sauce or whatever the heck that is. So it's just a random assortment of random sauces.
I feel like I have a ranking for this.
These are basically homeless because these are free. So,
because you're either taking these off the table that someone's Ian had, or you're just taking these from where you pay, but you're not paying because you're homeless.
Right. You've gone to McDonald's or a Taco Bell or something of the like, and you're like, that $2 Big Mac, that's a little expensive for me. I'm just going to grab some sauces and head out.
Exactly.
I'm going to grab some sauces.
This ketchup, it's free. This mustard, it's free. I'm going to walk out now.
All right. Moving on. We got, I think these are sesame seeds, which, again, as a snack,
not that bad. They're not sesame. They're sunflower seeds, what those are.
Oh, sunflower. That's what I meant. I don't know why I said sesame seeds. I meant sunflower seeds, you're right.
These are decent. As a meal, I'd say mid. Like. I'd say mid behind cream betweens, honestly. Actually, no, I'd put it in front because at least there's. No, I'd put it in front of all the sugar because this has more. This does have some good stuff in it because it has the salt. It has they give you some sort of vitamin. I forgot what it is, but they give you some stuff.
Right.
So I'd put it in front of all the sweet stuff in the mid meals.
Yeah, see sunflower.
I agree.
Yeah, see sunflower seeds. I would say those would be like eight to me. But that's mainly because I love sunflower seeds. They have many, many different flavors. And just overall, there's something like, you know how you like have gum in your mouth and instead you have like a little cheek full of sunflower seeds and you just chew on them throughout the day or work. It's lovely.
Yeah, it's just, the thing is, this is a meal. You're not even meant to swallow them, right? So you're just tasting them.
Well, you can eat the inside. You don't get it. I mean, you could, I guess you could eat the outside if you really wanted. Nothing's stopping you. But
if you really want.
Yeah, I guess if you're starving, you'd probably starve.
But here's the thing: you're not meant to ever eat the shell. You're supposed to crack it, get that kernel that's inside, because that's where all the good shit is.
Right, but we're talking about a meal here, right? And like that's why it's in mid meals. It's like it's not bad. It doesn't taste bad. It's just it's not really a meal. It's
It's not really a meal, but you can live off it for a little bit.
I would hate existence if I was living off sunflower seeds.
I've done this before, so fuck you.
You lived off sunflower seeds?
Yes.
And you don't hate existence?
Hold on. There was a day where I went to work, I didn't bring a lunch, but my fucking coworker, Sebastian, he brought in some sunflower seeds. I was like, hey, you want some? And I was like, hell yeah. So for like throughout the entire day, I was just eating sunflower seeds, and that was it.
See, so here's you want to know what I do at work? I do what the next one is.
Okay.
Yes. But next one we got is sleep through the pain.
Sleep through the pain. You don't even you
you're
starve.
You're just stone. Yeah.
You're basically homeless.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we're including all these foods as basically homeless, having nothing is got to be at the bottom because you got nothing.
Right.
Yeah. I will say, though, there's been a few times where I've come home from some things and I've just fallen asleep before I've eaten. So, it's not intentional, but it does happen.
Yeah, I haven't done this because we're poor or anything. I've just done it because I either didn't want what they were making or something, or like I just forgot or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it was. It's like a thing of like you're just too tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too tired to eat. That's fair.
I actually had that in the past week. I just came home too tired to do anything, so I just fell asleep on the couch.
Okay. All right. That happens, for sure. I would moving on. This is off-brand SpaghettiOs. SpaghettiOs are just, I mean, the SpaghettiOs.
They were good like, as a kid, but they're not probably good now. So I'd say you're not homeless because they do, but I would say beyond struggle probably towards the back maybe.
Towards the back beyond struggle. I'm offended by SpaghettiOs. Just saying, but you know,
as an Italian, he's offended.
I feel like, though, if you can afford SpaghettiOs, especially like the on-brand ones, you're not doing terrible.
These are off-brand ones, and also these are literally 89 cents. I walked by these in the store the other day. This is the gray value ones, by the way. I walked by this exact can. They're 89 cents. So they're not that expensive.
No, that makes sense. The reason they're 89 cents, no one wants them. So.
Well, they probably taste like 89 cents SpaghettiOs.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why I'm disproving what you just said, which is like, oh, if you have these, you're not too bad. But no, you probably are, because these are 89 cents.
Yeah.
If you
By the way,
not doing well.
Yeah, it's rough, especially because like you're not only having something that costs less than a dollar, you're having something that's disgusting.
Speaking of rough, the next one.
Yeah, okay. I think we're on Stick of Butter now. Yeah, which is that's sad. That's, I'm sorry.
You're beyond all this.
Hold on.
Kind of related. My sister, my lovely, lovely sister Chloe, when she was younger. I don't know why, but this bitch would eat butter. Just straight up, take a stick of butter, eat it. I only know this because I witnessed her do it.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's a great way to put
it. It's the craziest and wildest shit I've seen.
Are you saying your sister's homeless? Is that what you're going for?
Really, she is homeless. She just eats straight up butter.
Well, yeah, but okay. But where would you put it on the to-do list?
Fucking homeless.
Yeah.
I'm homeless but still homeless.
Yeah. I'll put it, I don't know.
I just put it in the back. In the back somewhere. Like, if you're in butter, what are you doing to yourself?
Yeah, I think it's slightly better than assortment of hot sauce packets from various fast food restaurants, but it's not as good as ice.
I take offense to the next one.
The next one is Struggle Pizza, which it looks like you got a piece of bread with cheese.
Let me tell you how this works, all right? So you take some bread, some normal bread that's good. You usually use high quality bread, but in this case, I'm assuming it's not. Either way, you take some bread, you toast it just a little bit, literally lightly as possible in the toaster. And then you get your pizza sauce. You get some sauce, you spread it on there, however much you want. You get some cheese, you get some pepperonis, all right? And you got basically homemade pizza. Now, obviously, it's not as good as normal pizza, but it's still okay. And if you can afford pepperoni, which pepperoni is not cheap, I'm putting this in S tier just based on the pepperoni that's on this, what I'm looking at. I'd rather have this than everything that's in the front right now, so I'm putting it towards the front.
What did I miss?
Pizza.
I wouldn't say it's that good, but it's definitely like if you can afford all those. Like, that's not bad. You're not really struggling that much. Like, maybe you're struggling a bit. You're not doing well for yourself if this is what you're having instead of normal pizza. But, comparatively to, like, freaking ice, you're fine.
I'm so lost. What did I miss?
I just told you, pizza.
Oh.
It's just really poor quality homeless pizza.
Oh, okay.
It's literally just, it's bread with sauce, cheese, and pepperoni on it.
That sounds terrible.
It sounds fine.
It does sound terrible, yeah.
What do you get? Okay.
I didn't say
it's like the best pizza ever. I'm just saying out of everything on this list, it's better than tuna. It's better than normal. It's just like taking a thing of peanut butter. It's better than the cheese and crackers.
No, the way you described it and the way I envisioned it was someone just threw down a slice of bread, threw some sauce on, threw some cheese on, threw some pepperonis on.
No, you toast it. It's not like that.
Oh.
I would say it doesn't deserve to be on this tier list, but I would never eat it.
All right.
Moving on, we have tap water.
Tap water.
That's basically homeless.
Yeah, that's basically homeless as well.
Yeah.
Can't even afford to freeze it.
That's great, yeah. I'd put it behind customized then at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently,
the next one we have.
Tic Tacs.
The next one we have is Tic Tacs, yeah.
Although it's spelled Tic Tic. TCC.
It's off-brand
Tic Tacs. You can't even afford normal. You're homeless. You can't even afford normal Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm putting that
as a meal. You're homeless.
I'm putting that behind the mayonnaise.
Oh, hey, John, do you want a Tic Tac?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll take a Tic Tac.
Yeah, it's not a Tic Tac. Right. It's a Tic Tac.
Yeah. Okay. So next we have is it's bottled water, right above tap water. I'd say.
Well, I was gonna say bottled water is expensive, is decently that's priced up. That ridiculous. So yeah. I'd say bottled water actually should go on beyond struggle because at least you can afford it.
Yeah, I would say also depending on like what brand the bottled water is, it could be like a step up from tap water.
Oh, it's actually Arctic water. It's Arctic water. Okay, no, if you have Arctic water, you're going in mid. Get out of here. Arctic water is so expensive.
I think, I think they would just go to a generic bottled water, but yeah, this is...
No, that's Arctic water. It's showing specific. We listened to the brands before, like with the pastry and the pizza pockets or whatever.
Yeah. To keep in line with what we've done, we're going to put it in mid, but it's water. Like, it's not really a meal.
I mean, it does fill you up, but it does, like, if you have enough of it.
Yeah. If we're going to Arctic water, though, mid.
Yeah, if this was, like, off-brand water, obviously, like, Beyond or whatever. But because it's Arctic water, which is, like, the most expensive water out there, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, next we got, I love the names. The names are amazing. This is Beans and Glizzies.
Beans and Glizzies.
Which is like, it's like Frankenbeans. Frankenbeans is actually what it's called. I don't know why they're calling it this.
Well, that's because, like, that's a gangster name or whatever.
So, I'm guessing it's just a bowl of beans with some glizzies in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The way I do this, I actually have done this, but the picture is like it's literally a hot dog cut in half and put on top. I wouldn't have done that. What I would have done is I would have cut the hot dog into like many different pieces and then put it in.
Yes.
That is really good. So I'm gonna say I think this is an alright meal. I think this is it's like I want to put it in S. I'd put it in alright. I put it way above everything else and maybe behind the. I'd rather have chicken patties. So I'd put it behind the chicken patties.
Like personally, I'm not a huge fan of beans, but like this isn't a bad meal. This is decent.
Yeah. This is actually the only way I'll eat beans. If you give me normal beans, I won't have them. But if you do this to them, I'll have them.
Yeah, like I don't like beans. So like I don't like beans all that much. But if they do it this way, I love it. I don't know why, but I just love it.
Probably because it's glizzy.
Probably the hot dog is what I would call it. I don't love the word glizzy. I think it. It feels gross.
You said the name earlier. He said, like, I love this name.
I was being sarcastic when I said
it. Were you?
Glizzy, glizzy, glizzy.
Got him.
Okay, no. You deserve to lose. I haven't been calculating points because you've just not come close to getting it.
Glizzy.
All right, John. Well, we only got one more, man, to finish off this episode.
We got one more. And as we said, it's probably the worst one on here.
Oh yeah,
because it's
tell them the name.
Toothpaste Glizzy.
Yeah, I was gonna say tell them it's Toothpaste Glizzy. So not now. I don't want you to okay. I don't want you to think this is somewhat savable because some people out there are thinking, oh, at least there's meat on it. No, they are replacing the hot dog with a toothpaste.
Oh god,
this is on the bottom of the bottom. I'm making a new tier just for this one, and that's the new tier is called Toothpaste Glizzy. That's the name of this tier.
That's a better idea for a new name. It's called Seventh Ring of Hell.
No, I'm calling it Toothpaste Glizzy. That's what I'm marking it as, and you guys can mark it as your own or whatever. I don't care. But that's where that goes. It doesn't deserve to be basically homeless. It doesn't deserve to be with ice and bread.
This is actually bad for you. Like, you should not be eating.
Yeah.
At first, I thought you meant, like, the glizzy itself in the middle had, like, toothpaste. And I was like, okay, that's not terrible. But then you said the whole entire thing was toothpaste. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, there's no nutritional value. You're putting toothpaste on a hot dog bun. That's what that is.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
It sounds like the worst Twinkie someone could come up with.
Yeah, no, it's not good. But yeah, that is our tier list. I feel like I might have accidentally like shuffled things around, so this might not be the definitive listing, but everything is in this, right?
I have the one that we moved, so if you wanted me to read the one I got. Unless you just moved stuff around randomly, because I don't know why. Because I was listening to who was outvoted, who was not outvoted, like if we agreed, so that's where I put them. So I can't.
Yeah, most of it should be fine, but we can read yours if you want.
Okay. So we have S. So remember the tiers. We have. I know you probably got lost in the sauce because we were talking about how terrible these things are. We got S tier goodness. We got all right meals, mid meals. Obviously, you know about the other two: Beyond Struggle and Basically Homeless. And then we got the extra tier later. For S tier, we got Struggle Pizza, Pizza Pockets, canned tuna, peanut butter, bologna sandwich, as John would call it, instant oatmeal, and then Ritz with crack or Ritz with cheese. Then we got all right meals. We got chicken patties. I think that's a pretty good placement for those. Beans and glizzies. We got mashed potatoes, instant mashed potatoes specifically. Then we got like the one pot. I don't know what to call it. It's like the one pot thing with the hot dogs and the corn in it. Then we got mid meals. We got ramen sandwich. We got the sunflower seeds. We got pastries. The Pop Tart variant. We got bread with sugar. Cream betweens. Another one of John's favorite names. Then Arctic water. And then we got Beyond Struggle. We got the crispy hexagons, which are like Cheez-Its. We got slice-o bread, canned potatoes, raw brick, which is the ramen brick. We got cereal with water. Then we got off-brand SpaghettiOs. And then we got, and basically homeless, we got canned burger. Ugh. Burger with, bread with ice, custom ice, tap water, chip sandwich, cough drops, Dr. Perky, Flavor Aid, just a thing of mayonnaise, Tic-Tic, or Tic-Tacs, however you want to go with it, sauce packets, struggle through the pain, or sleep through the pain, stick of butter, and then in its own tier, because it's just so terrible, we have toothpaste glizzy.
Yep.
Yep. So yeah, that is our listing. If you eat toothpaste glizzy, if you're like, you know what I need? Not a hot dog, but a hot dog bun with toothpaste. You might need some help. You need to see a psychiatrist.
Stop. Get some help.
If you need toothpaste glizzies, don't listen to this podcast ever again.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe not go that far, because like you could be helped with your nonsense tastes, but.
Anything possible.
But anyway, would you guys like to hear the points? It's amazing. This might be a first for our game show. Or not game show.
Game show, excuse me, sir.
Yeah, I was gonna say wrong person.
Yeah, it's a misspoke.
Alright, so what's the first thing that's gonna happen
over? So we got Ethan, you got 17 points, so this is not the first time I'm talking about. You're picking.
Okay.
And Noah, you got 0 points. You didn't get the negatives. You clocked your way out of the negatives, but you didn't do good.
Okay. Well, fuck shit.
I wasn't even trying to take away points a bunch, but like you were just so mean. And I hurt my feelings.
Yes! Oh, did I hurt your little feelings, you little bitch?
Wow. Hey, man, you're the one on a losing streak, so. What's that say? So, Noah, do you have a losing speech because you lost so poorly?
Yeah, this was an interesting episode. Just know if I ever have to subject myself to eat any of this shit. I'm not doing well in life, and my dreams didn't work out.
My God. Yeah,
okay. Ethan, do you have a winner's speech?
Yeah, my winner's speech is, if you eat a toothpaste glizzy, the world cannot be saved. The world has actually been condemned if you ever do that. Now, some of these things on this list, like, everything basically in the first two tiers, they're okay. Like, I wouldn't, like, prefer them over, like, an actual dinner. But if we got to that point, I'd be okay with them. Like, the cheese and crackers I actually have anyway, but I wouldn't count that as a meal. Like, that's not a good dinner or anything. Like, that's just a snack. But they're still pretty okay. But, yeah. I think, you know, it's interesting to go through, because we were looking for tier lists, and this was one of the ones I found, and I was laughing at it. Like, the toothpaste glizzy, I was laughing at the struggle through the pain one. Like, I was laughing at it, and that's what got us interested. But, overall, I think it's a decent tier list. It's just one of those things that... it was an unexpected tier list. It's probably not the title of the episode you were expecting. So.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this. I almost slipped back into the last episode's, Western voice, but I was like, this is your ballgame. I've got completely turned around. I was slipping back into my YouTube outro. I was like, if you enjoyed this, I'm struggling, man.
my goodness, man.
I'm on this tier list.
You're on this tier list.
Yeah. John, do you want Ethan to do it?
You know what, Chuck? anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for the preferred conversation, made you laugh along the way. If you want to find myself, you can find me over on Twitch, Steven Stevens. I'm also over on YouTube and uploading some videos. There's plenty of good ones on there to look at. You can also find these two guys, Ethan, over at LabSexy Gaming on YouTube. And he has a Twitch account. He hasn't streamed in a while, but maybe, you know, just maybe in 2030 when you listen to this, you know, you're like, you wanted an oldie. Yeah, and he might be streaming then. You know, I don't know. So check him out there. And NoahDog54, you can find on Instagram if you use that. NoahDog5434.
I don't know if I got it right.
get it right in the freeze, you know, like three different times.
I've gotten right a few times. So like, no, you this is why you always lose points.
And this is where you're bold.
Right. You can check out the Patreon, also called the Prorogus on that, where we have all the tiers ranging from 1 to 100. You understand what a Patreon is. And then the higher tiers you buy, the more rewards you get. When you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord server with the three of us, where we can talk, hang out, all that good stuff. And you can also check out the Extended Cut episodes, which are about like 30-minute episodes where they're no winners, no losers, just us chilling, having fun. And those costs from the first view are like $3, and then after that they're $5. So you can, those are always a lot of fun if you want to check those out. And with all that out of the way, we'll catch you guys next time.
When life catches up, have a tick tick.